Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. Toilet paper isn't the only thing selling in huge numbers these days. In addition to baking supplies and knitting yarn, Americans are snapping up garden tools and plants at record rates. Burpee Seeds Company says that sales have hit the biggest spike in memory. At a time when we're facing disruption to our supply chains, economic hardship for so many, and shelter-in-place orders, gardening is sprouting up everywhere. We're going to tell you why this trend is so important and how you can take advantage of it in any size space. Now, gardening has long been a favorite pastime of many in the U.S., but the resurgence of a movement to plant and tend to gardens in personal residences is on the upswing. Many are finding that growing one's own food at this time is not only satisfying and reassuring, but also a great way to support the local community by contributing homegrown produce to food banks. In fact, the publication Modern Farmer has even launched the Million Gardens Movement, an effort to encourage all sorts of home gardens and help participants send their produce to food banks that need it most. In addition to the satisfaction of growing something from the ground that's helping to provide for your family and community, this green trend has therapeutic value. It's well documented that having plants and green in your home leads to improved wellness. Good Housekeeping noted that, quote, tending to a garden relieves stress and anxiety and causes us to breathe more deeply, which oxygenates the blood and releases endorphins. To learn more about this good green trend, we talked to Melissa Metrick. Melissa's an instructor of urban agriculture at NYU, and she helped establish the NYU Urban Farm Lab. Here's what she had to say.
So it's interesting that COVID-19 started affecting us in the spring, which is when everybody started gardening. A lot of people know that they're going to be home more, and their backyard or their terrace actually feels like a safe space to them. So not only are they going to beautify their outdoor space, but they're also going to grow food, which may help them feel a little bit more secure or comfortable. At NYU, sometimes I have a lot of students that are stressed out. And whenever they're out at the NYU Urban Farm Lab, it just gives them a minute to kind of just go out and breathe and observe and watch nature for a second. It gives people a chance to just literally step outside for a minute. Also, one of the things that I found that my students love is just the idea of watching something grow. You're caring for something. You have to observe it and watch it. And when you're watching a plant grow, you actually are watching change happen. And you're watching this living thing grow by your actions, by you taking care of it. And then hopefully they'll be able to, you know, eat from that plant, right? And that's also a lot of fun as well. If somebody is interested in gardening inside of their apartment or house, the three or four things that they should look at is, A, do they have enough light in their house? So for example, if you see your plants like reaching for the light, then you know you don't have enough light. So then maybe you would get a grow light. Watering. Are you watering a decent amount? Are you watering enough? Are you watering too much? That kind of thing. And then also, of course, having the right variety to grow indoors, right? So I would recommend edible plants that like low light. So for example, leafy greens, plants that would kind of like an indoor condition. And then, of course, having a really healthy potting mix. I would try to get a really healthy soil. I'll look for like a natural potting mix or something like that that has good drainage, that also has built-in nutrients in it that aren't chemically derived. So I love that people are really getting into growing their own food right now. I think it's really exciting. I just hope that people stick with it and keep going. Even when things go semi back to normal or whatever, that they keep on spending a little bit of time, just a little bit of time growing their own food.
So many good things happen when you tend to a garden. The benefits to individuals and communities are clear. There's the opportunity to provide food for your family, a way to connect and support your community, and it's good for your mental health and wellness. So here's something good for today. There's an old proverb that says, to plant a seed is an act of optimism. This is something we could all use more of at this time. If you're ready to plant a garden, Big or small, check out the Million Gardens movement at modernfarmer.com. You may even want to think about signing up for an urban farming course through your local university. And the next time you visit your home supply center or farmer's market, online or in person, buy something green and growing. It could change your life for the positive. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.